Hello friends, today we are going to see in Investment Management 1, Part 3. Part 3. Under Part 3, we will be seeing the process of trading in the market, how derivatives reduce risks. Before that, we have to understand what do we mean by term derivatives. Also, we will be seeing how companies raise capital from public issues. What are different forms of public issues? And also, we will be seeing there are many other ways through which we can acquire shares. I believe and I honestly understand that we are in the third part of investment management, and in the third part, the focus is going to be now shifted from what the basic investments were into the uniform different kind of shares related investment. In this part, as I have explained to you all in the given points, we will be now going in depth about what is shares, how different kinds of risks are associated with shares, how can we minimize those shares risks, and then also adapting and understanding this information wherein the focus is going to be from public issues and different ways through which we can acquire the shares in the business. So let us start on this note with the next chapter, that is chapter number 7. In this chapter, we will be seeing about trading in the market. Now, what do we mean by word trading? Trading means what? Yes, you can tell me. Mahesh, yes, you can tell me. What do you mean by word trading? Pooja, can you tell me? What do you mean by trading? Okay, I can see Abhimanyu. Yes, Abhimanyu, can you tell me what do you mean by trading? Wow, what Abhimanyu you have said is absolutely correct. Trading is what? Buying and selling of goods and services means trading. But when we talk about trading in the market, it means buying and selling of not goods and services, because we are talking about securities, and hence it is going to be buying and selling of securities in the market. These securities are of different forms, different kinds of securities we have got. I believe everyone knows by now that there are different forms of securities, like we have got shares, we have got debentures, we have got bonds, then we have got different instruments in bonds and different instruments in shares and etc. things. So in this chapter, we will be seeing how trading is done as far as securities is concerned, and particularly securities in that when we buy and sell the securities, what is the procedure involved, who are the members, who are the participants involved and etc. things. Now, before I start and explain the dynamics and the attributes of trading, I want to ask you a few questions. Can someone tell me who are the players involved? This is a small assignment. Take a piece of a paper and quickly write down the question. That is, who are the players involved in the market? Market means what? Stock market or share market. Yes, I am looking for the answer from most of you, that who are the players involved in the stock market? Yes, Anupam, can you tell me? Okay, one. Okay, two. Great. Can someone else tell me? Okay. That's what Anupam has said. Now you can you tell me? Yes, Vishal. Okay, got it. Great. But again, these are the same thing what Anupam told me. Anybody else? Okay, great. What I can understand from you all, that you all have got a basic understanding of who are the players. Now, if someone asks me who are the players involved in a stock market, there are different kinds of different forms of player. First and the foremost, there will be buyer and a seller. Then second, there will be a broker, because he is the person who helps me to understand what to buy and how to buy. Then third, who is going to be involved in the as a player in the market is none other than something which is called as the speculators. Then we have got many more different kinds of intermediaries involved in the business cycle. So, particularly in stock markets, we have got different forms of intermediaries involved in the market. Great. Now, let us see how the trading concept in the market functions. In this chapter, we are going to see how shares are purchased and sold and what is the role of a broker. So, when a share is to be bought and sold, how are the steps involved, or what are the steps involved? And also something known as what is the role of a broker involved in a activity. Now, let me tell you in traditional times how the trading used to be done. And in the modern times, how the trading has been done. I want everyone to quickly pay attention, leave everything and just focus on what I'm going to tell to you all. In the traditional times, the trading or buying and selling of shares was done in a very, very different or a very, very different manner. See, shares purchase and sold is a very, very important task which we need to understand. Let me give you a brief idea on the historical basis how it used to happen. The stock market has been in existence since maybe around 100 years or so. Now, since so old, the stock market, in the traditional times, we never used to have the computerized technology system. During those times, the shares are bought and sold with the help of physical form. This is just 50-60 years ago, I am telling you the story. Now, the traditional times when the shares were bought and sold, it used to happen how? It used to happen in the physical format. Now, what do we mean by physical format? Let me give an example. There are three people. That is, maybe we have got Akshay, then we have got Amol, and we have got Sachin. These three people are there. Now, say for example, I name Akshay as an exchange. Amol is a buyer and Sachin is a seller. Amol wants to buy shares and Sachin wants to sell shares of a particular company. Now, Sachin is going to sell shares of a company named as Tata. When Sachin wants to sell a share, there should be someone who wants to buy it. And Akshay, who is running an exchange with the help of being a broker, he finds out who wants to buy it. So, he makes sure, Akshay makes sure that there is two parties. There should be a buyer and a seller. So here the contact between Amol and Sachin happens. Amol sells the shares to Sachin and Sachin issues a check in favor of Amol, which Amol deposits in the bank account and gets the amount credited in the account. Sachin bought the shares of Tata. When Sachin buys the shares of Tata, now the shareholder is going to be who? The shareholder is going to be obviously Sachin. When the company declares dividend, dividend means what? Return on investment, what the investor has done. So now the owner is Sachin. When company declares dividend, who should get the dividend? Dividend will be given to Amol or to Sachin. Who will get the dividend? Obviously, the dividend would go to Sachin. But no, the dividend will go to whom? It will go to Amol. You know why? Because been in the books of company, the name has been changed. Name has not yet been changed. Here, it is a responsibility of the seller to make sure transferring the name of the shares from his name to the buyer's name has to happen. If it has not happened, then how can company understand that this shares had been sold to somebody else? So during traditional times, this buying and selling of shares was done in this mechanism. That is, once the shares were sold, the shares with the share transfer form would be attached and on which the sign of the seller would be there. The shares would go to the registrar of companies who will make the changes in the book that the name of the owner is now changed from Amol to Sachin. And then the shares would be given back to Sachin. After this, the shares which is now transferred in the name of Sachin, the company will make sure that any correspondence henceforth by the company in form of dividends, in form of bonus, in form of annual reports, in form of any kind of correspondence would be not made to whom? To Amol. Absolutely correct. Will now go to whom? Sachin. Very good. Super. Now this was how in traditional time buying and selling or purchase and sell of shares used to happen. Let us now go ahead and see how the purchase and sell of shares or purchase and selling of shares happens in the modern times. Now, for purchasing or selling of shares in the open market, there are certain steps, rules, regulations buyer needs to follow. Now, buyer does not have to hunt for a seller. You know why? Because the buyer have got an exchange. With the help of that exchange, the buying and selling is been found out by the exchange itself. Both buyers and sellers trade through members of stock exchanges, a market for shares. So where are shares bought and sold? Shares are initially bought and sold in the primary market, which is known as issue of public shares or in the first hand market. But once the shares are issued in the primary market, then if it has to be bought and sold periodically or regularly or has to be bought and sold in form of trading, where it will be bought and sold? It will be bought and sold in an exchange which has been unanimously designed and made for the purpose of buying and selling of shares. And that market is known as what? Stock market, also known as stock exchange. So, both buyers and sellers trade through members of stock exchanges, which is a market for shares. Exchange operations are controlled and transparent. These exchange operations, whatever buying and selling operations are going to be, these exchange operations are going to be what? Very, very formatted in proper manner. It is going to be controlled, it is going to be monitored, it is going to be properly designed, and it is going to make sure that the systematic way of buying and selling of shares has been carried out. There should be no plagiarism, there should be no duplication, there should be no copying of the activities. So all these things happen whenever the shares are purchased or sold in the open market. Now, what do I mean by the term open market? You can see the I am marking with a pointer open market. Open market is a market where the shares could be bought and sold with the public. It is a public market. Open market means what? Public market. It is open to me and to everyone. It is not restricted to one group of people. That is known as open market. Yes, there are some markets which is restricted to some group of people. Only those group of people are allowed. That is basically called as restricted market. So here it is going to be open market. Moving ahead, shares have to be dematerialized. What do you mean by dematerialized? Dematerialized means conversion of shares from physical form to electronic form. Absolutely correct. Great. Super. So conversion into soft copy, which is meant as what? Electronic form for trade. And shareholder has to be a member of a depository participant who as a custodian holds the soft copies of his shares. Now, let me tell you one small story about how this demat or what exactly it is going to happen. You all know, friends, whenever you you are issued a credit card or a debit card. Let me give you an example of debit card. Debit card is what? It is a plastic card. Already in your account, some money is deposited. When you go for shopping or go for dinner, you swipe the credit card or debit card. Are you carrying money with you? Yes, are you carrying money with you? Yes, Amol, can you tell me, are you carrying money with you? Absolutely correct. You are not carrying money with you. Then also you swipe. That acts as a what? It is basically a soft copy. It is basically a card, plastic money, which makes sure the interaction happens from your account to the other person's bank account. Electronically, you are not carrying it. Similarly, whenever shares are bought and sold, earlier it was very difficult for us because I told you the whole procedure. It was sold in a physical form. It will go to the registrar of, it has to go to registrar of companies where the name would be changed and the transaction used to take a lot of time. But now all this thing has been eliminated. How it has been eliminated? It has been eliminated by converting into the electronic format with the help of speed of technology available by a point of click. You can transfer shares from my account to your account or from your account to my account or anybody else's account for that matter of fact. So shares have to be dematerialized. Yes, dematerialization means what? Conversion of shares from physical form to the electronic form, also known as soft copy. There is also one term. Remember, it is not written in books, but it is important for you all to understand, which is known as rematerialization. Like how we have got dematerialization, that is DE. We also have a concept known as rematerialization, RE, rematerialization. What do you mean by rematerialization? Rematerialization means conversion of electronic form of shares into what? Wow, superb, amazing. Supriya, have given correct answer. That is conversion of electronic form of shares into physical form of shares. Very good, superb. That is known as what? Rematerialization of shares. So shares can be dematerialized. At the same time, shares can be rematerialized. It depends upon the investor's choice and investor's requirement. For trade purposes particularly, shares are usually bought and sold in dematerialized format. Keep that thing in mind. So shareholder has to be a member of the depository participant. What do you mean by depository participant? Depository participant means a member who will make sure, who will keep or in that particular company's account, our electronic created shares are kept in that particular account. Like in India, we have got many depository participants. Like we have got banks, financial institutions, or different kinds of companies who takes care of our shares in the electronic format. Let me give an example of dematerialization. Have you heard about this company known as Angel Broking in India? Or have you heard about this company known as Motilal Oswal Securities Limited? Or have you heard about this company known as India Bulls? Or matter of fact, we have got many other more companies like State Bank of India Capital. They act as what? They act as depository participant. They will keep our shares with them in electronic format. They act as custodian. You can see over here one word which is known as custodian. What do you mean by custodian, friends? See here this word, custodian. Custodian means what? Caretaker. The depository participant, they act as what? Caretaker, and they hold the soft copies of our shares. Very good, superb. Shareholder has to enter into an agreement with a broker who carries out this his instruction for buying or selling. So shareholder has to what? Has to basically enter into agreement with whom? Shareholder has to enter into the agreement with the broker. It is his responsibility to take care of all this custodian and depository participation. Depository participant in conversion of physical shares into electronic format and all that, etc. things. It is responsibility of whom? It is responsibility of a broker, and he makes sure that the activities happen. So what I'm trying to explain to you friends in this particular part is that how does the trading takes place? Trading of shares has to be taken place, but before trading of shares takes place, these are few steps which are going to be taken up accordingly. Next is how does the procedure takes place? What do you mean by procedure? That now if you are there, yes, say for example, we have got Amay. Amay wants to buy shares. When Amay wants to buy shares, he has to follow a procedure. The first and the foremost step Amay has to do is what? Locate a broker or sub broker and register with that broker. So the first and foremost thing, what Amay has to do? Amay has to first and foremost do an activity of locating a broker. Who is a broker? He is an intermediary, or he is a registered person with the Securities Exchange Board of India, which is basically a regulatory body, and he's registered with the Bombay Stock Exchange, where the shares are going to be bought and sold in India. So first and foremost, you have to either locate a broker or a sub broker and register with that broker. Next is decide commission and service charges. Now what do you mean by commission and service charges? It means that now decide what amount of commission you would pay to the broker for doing all these activities. What are the service charges the broker will charge from you so that he basically also makes some revenue or also takes out his cost. So it has to be decided. Then on doing all these two activities, which is an important task, after doing these two activities, the procedure would go ahead wherein the buyer or the seller, whosoever the customer is going to be or investor is going to be, he will start doing the actions. In the first step, what is he going to do? He may either instruct to buy or he may instruct to sell. So the investor who is Amay, after doing all this activity, he may either instruct to buy or he may instruct to sell. Very good. How does he, or what are the steps involved, and or how exactly he'll basically instruct to buy or sell? He'll instruct to buy or sell first of all from market. He can do from the market, that is at the ruling market price. He may also instruct to buy or sell from whom? At his own limits, that is at price desired by you. So Amay will tell that I want to buy these shares at the rate of 200 only. So the broker will wait till the time he gets the shares at 200 rupees, and then he will buy for Amay. So this is the way how buying or selling of shares can be done. Then if this price obtained, shares are bought or sold. So if the price what Amay had told, that is 200 rupees, if it is available, the shares would be bought at 200, and it will be informed to the to Amay that the shares have been bought as per your requirement. If not, you need to issue fresh instructions following day. So if that particular rate is not able to achieve, then as a person like Amay, if you are Amay, then Amay, what you are supposed to do? Amay, you are supposed to issue fresh instructions that now tomorrow, what rate you want to buy. So whatever rate you want to buy, you have to instruct in the morning. By evening, everything goes under vane. If you want to buy tomorrow, then you have to tomorrow give a fresh instructions. So based on which, nor the investor loses, nor the company makes any fault or company makes any kind of an error or mistake. So this is basically how the instructions would be provided by the broker to the investor. This investor may be either a buyer or a seller. I hope everyone is clear so far. Can I have quick responses from everyone? Yes, everyone is getting the point. Can I have quick responses? Great. I believe that what you have said is that you have got this concept clearly so far. So I'll just take you two slides back and quickly recap what we have seen so far. We started our journey from understanding how are shares purchased and sold and what is the role of a broker. In the part where we saw how the shares are going to be purchased or sold, purchase or selling of shares would happen in different manner. Like first, buyers does not have to hunt for seller. Both buyers and sellers are available where they are available in a place which is known as stock exchange. And exchange operations are controlled and transparent. These exchange operations are there. They are controlled and what? They are transparent in nature. Also, the shares have to be dematerialized and the whole procedure has to be done accordingly. The transactions would happen in a proper manner. Then shareholders has to enter into an agreement with a broker carrying out all the necessary rules and regulations. And finally, we have to look at a broker, sub-broker, register, derive the commission, decide the commission, service charges, and then instruction has to be followed. I hope everyone is clear so far. Great. Now, after locating the broker, then deciding the commission, what we are going to pay to the broker in form of brokerage charges, and after the instruction has been received instruction has been given to the broker for buying or selling, then there are few more steps. That is, shares can be traded online by holder by registering with broker offering this facility. Some brokers also offer us online buying and selling. Like in India, we have got one company known as ICICI Direct Services. They offer us online buying and selling of shares. They offer us just the online login ID and password, based on which you can decide how much shares to, you yourself can punch in the data what you want to buy, and you yourself can sell the shares as per your requirement. If available, broker can sell from or buy for this stock in what is called as principal to principal arrangement. So if it is available, then such kind of thing, the broker can themselves also do this transaction, which is known as principal to principal agreement. So these are the steps which are going to be involved as far as procedure for buying the shares in the open market is considered. Quickly, last two slides recap. First is locate a broker. Second is decide commission. Third is instruct to buy or sell. Next is shares can be traded online by the holder. And last is, if this online facility is available, then buyer can buy and sell shares on the concept which is known as what? Principal to principal arrangement. I hope everyone is clear so far. Now let us move into the next part, which is known as brokers. Now what do you mean by brokers? Brokers are none other than people who are called also as intermediaries. Intermediaries means what? They are a group of people who are going to be in between the buyers and sellers. They help connect buyers to the sellers with the help of a common system, which is known as exchange. Great. Now brokers, select reputed authorized brokers, seeks bank's advice. So one person who wants to invest should, like example we had given of Amay, when he wants to invest, or when Amay wants to sell his shares, at that time he should select reputed authorized brokers. Authorized brokers are those brokers who are authorized by SEBI to take these transactions and help the investors invest in the shares and sell the shares. Also, one who cannot locate good authorized dealers, they can seek advice of banks as well. Brokers are regulated by stock exchanges, and of which they are members, and SEBI. So brokers are going to be regulated by whom? They will be regulated by the stock market, who of which they are members, and they will be also regulated, monitored, and they have to follow rules, regulations and code of conduct of Securities Exchange Board of India, known as SEBI. Hence, in case of defaults, redress is obtained from the exchange, SEBI or courts. So in case of any kind of default, it may also happen that broker may default. Broker may not be able to give proper justice to the buyer or seller. And in such kind of situations, the redressal, or basically the issues, can be solved with the help of exchange, sometimes SEBI, or sometimes if it is not possible by the exchange and SEBI, then the matter can go to the court and it can be settled by the court also, these matters. These are what basically brokers are made up of. Also, brokers provide valuable advice, but this should be taken with proper care after checking with other advisors. Remember, brokers gives us lot of tips, lot of advices. Buy this shares, sell this shares, these shares are good for you, these shares are shares have got this kind of benefit to you. You remember in chapter number 1, we saw different forms of shares or different kinds of shares in part 1. Like we saw blue chip shares, we saw active shares, we saw sensitivity shares, then we saw wishful shares, we saw widow shares, and many such kind of shares. So brokers would advise in lot of things, but when you are supposed to take a decision, make sure that you take proper care after checking about this with the advisors, and then only think about investment. Brokers enter your instructions through electronic medium, and hence there is no scope for playing around with prices, and execution of orders is instantaneous. Now what happens is that brokers enter your instructions, whatever instructions Amay has given, the broker will enter those instructions, and then he will basically, based on that, he will judge should he buy or should he not buy. So brokers just work on the instructions given by the investors. And Because of those instructions given by the investors, brokers would not be playing around. They would not play around with the data. They will not play around with lot of things, whatever the brokers, I mean, whatever the investors tells. So brokers have to take a very utmost care about all these things. And because of which they will not basically, alter around, or they will not tingle around with the situations. Make sure also that prices and execution of orders is instantaneous. So whatever prices, whatever orders, whatever informations, whatever investors would tell, all these are very instantaneous. It is not very, they have got happy-go-lucky time. Just the broker tells just the investor tells, broker is supposed to feed in the data and he is supposed to decide for buying or selling. So it is very instantaneous, in which sometimes the broker might make an error, but it is always 100% of the authentication, whatever the investor asks, the same way only brokers function. This is what basically is known as how the shares would be purchased and how the shares would be sold in the market. So let me just sum up this chapter by telling you one important information. Friends, moving out from understanding the basics of investment and then what different kinds of investment are there, I've explained to you all and I've interacted with you all understanding how shares are going to be bought and how shares are going to be sold. Also, what is the importance of broker? Remember, friends, brokers are very, very important personalities and participant involved in the buying and selling of shares. These brokers are going to function as per the requirement of the investors, and that is why they have got proper knowledge, and all the information given by the brokers has to be taken up with utmost care. Shares in traditional time, as I explained to you all earlier, was basically bought and sold in physical forms, but in modern times it has been dematerialized, which means what? Conversion of shares from physical form to the electronic format. And these electronic format shares would be collected with the custodian, who will take care about those particular shares. This custodian are also called as what? Depository participant, who will take care of all these shares, and accordingly they will focus upon and properly monitor and manage. This is how the shares are bought and sold, and brokers plays a very important role in running the stock market. Because of this reason, the stock market, also known as secondary market, function in a proper manner. I hope you all have understood how the shares are bought and sold and the role of brokers for upliftment of the understanding of shares. Hope you have got this information very clear in your mind. That's all from my side. Thank you.